sell what's in your bag. Have you ever heard that? You probably have, from a sales manager, from a distributor, maybe from your company. Hey, look, I know you may not have the best products on the market, and sometimes you look at a competitor's product jealously and you say, man, I wish I had that, because if I had that, I'd have the business. I wouldn't have to worry about product failures. I wouldn't have to worry about unhappy customers. But guess what? You got what you got, and you got to sell what you got. If you think about it, it makes sense, and it's good wisdom, but with some cautions. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Hello, my friends. My name is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. Selling products is what your job is all about. So, of course, whatever products you have, that's what you're going to present. But believe it or not, there is a lack of confidence sometimes in the products that you have, and that lack of confidence is telling you something. You see, not all products are going to work in the hands of all healthcare professionals, and sometimes they won't work as well as a competitive product. One of the challenges that I hear about when I'm presenting to medical sales teams is, you know, my product works great 70% of the time for most of the indications that are out there. But what do I do when I know that, for example, a customer is going to use my product and he's not going to get the results that he's getting with his current product? He's not going to be happy. I'm worried about my reputation. Well, guess what? You should be worried about your reputation if you are in medical sales for the long term. And you want to be very concerned about how your customers see you. You see, there's two ways they could look at you, and you decide which one you want to be. The first way they could look at you is as someone who's just out to make the sale. Whatever it takes, you're there, you're pounding on the product. I mean, you just want to hammer them. You want to drive home the points about features and benefits, what this can do for you, what you can do for your patients. And you're really not all that concerned about the outcome. You might pretend to be, you might sound like you are, but you know deep in your heart that if the customer doesn't get the desired result that he has, well, so what? You made a sale and you move on. You go on to the next one because you're a salesperson. You're a selling machine. That's what you do. But there are consequences. You see, recently someone contacted me, a medical sales rep who sold a pretty sophisticated product. And a surgeon who used it told him, he said, listen, your product works great 60, 70% of the cases that I do. But there's this 30% where the competitor's product is far superior. So the sales rep was asking me, well, what should I do? Should I be honest with him and say, well, doctor, on those 70% of the cases where my product works well, use mine. But in those 30%, you're right, you've got a better product with the competitions, it performs better, use that. He said, should I do that? This was his question. Should I do that? Or should I just do what I'm supposed to do and try to get him to use it 100% of the time? What would you do? I mean, think about that. You know the implications. Let me give you an example from my own selling days. And this is, you may have heard me tell this story before, but I think it really drives home the point that you have to be very honest and upfront when you know your product is not going to meet the expectations of a customer. As you know, I was involved in the world of orthopedic implants. And like all orthopedic reps or any other rep who sells a high-ticket item, you go after the high-volume accounts, those high-volume surgeons, the ones who are doing lots of cases, because they have the greatest protection for, the greatest potential for growth and personal income. So naturally, you're always targeting these high-volume users. But as you know, they could be some of the most difficult customers to bring on board. It's tough to unseat them from whatever competitive product they're using. But you go after them nevertheless. Well, I was going after this one medical group in my territory, probably the highest, as a group, the highest volume users in my entire territory. And I'd been going after them for years. And I had an opportunity when they called. They were revising, it was either a hip or knee, I don't remember. But they had a product in that was made by my company. And I had to help them get it out, or I had to help them replace a component. I don't remember exactly what it was. But I remember I jumped through a lot of hoops. I kept the doctors informed as to what I was doing. I got the necessary equipment. I had the right implants brought in. And the case went beautifully. I mean, they were so impressed, and they were so grateful. Now, here's the thing. They were not about to give up the implant system that they were using, because they were very, very committed to it on several levels. But one of the doctors, I'll call him Dr. George, he wanted to help me out by using an ancillary product, something else that's used routinely on total joint replacement. So he says to me, he says, Mace, I'll tell you what, do you have a cement mixing system? And when he said that, I kind of hesitated. I said, well, yeah, we do. He said, well, why don't you bring it in? Bring it in. I've got a bunch of cases next week. Bring it in. I'll evaluate it. I want to try out your system. If your system is good, we'll switch to your system. You see, what the doctor was trying to do, he was trying to reward me for working hard for him. He didn't want to give me his hip and knee business because he was very married to that company and that product at the time. But he wanted to give me an opportunity to work with him on some other products. And a lot of times when a surgeon is doing this, and for those of you who sell surgical products, he's testing to see how well you do on a routine basis. Can you service that product? Can you make it work for him? Are you dependable? Are you reliable? And the whole point of this podcast, are you honest and can you be trusted? You see, when he asked me about that cement mixing system, my heart sank, because the cement mixing system that I had in my bag, it was a piece of crap. It was awful. It was terrible. I tried selling it many times. It never worked well. And the last thing I wanted to do was to get in front of a surgeon whose business I was going after with a product that didn't really work that well. So I said, Dr. George, I said, we do have a product. The product that you're using is really good. I mean, you know, you're using what I think is one of the best products. He says, bring me yours. So I was, I had this conundrum. Well, here I had an opportunity to get into the operating room on this surgeon with a regular basis, which was something, you know what I'm talking about. If you sell implants, you want all the opportunities you can to be with your surgeons, because it allows them to get to know you and it creates sales opportunities. But I dreaded how this case was going to go. So I said to the surgeon, I said, hey, listen, no problem. I'll be there next week. When's the case? We set it up. Now, I went to the case and I made sure that the competitive product was in the room for backup. And when we were talking at the scrub sink, I said, well, I hope this goes well. And I said, and if it doesn't go well, you know, keep in mind, you know, this isn't a product that I actively promote. I hope you won't hold it against me. And he says, does your product work? And I said, it works, but it may not work as well as what you're using now. I'm going to let you be the judge of that. Long story short, when it came time to mix the cement, It didn't work. It was a disaster, you know. If you've ever seen bone cement mixed up, when it's powder and a liquid, and it should come out nice and smooth and ready to go, the scrub tech mixed it up. When he opened the container, it was still powder and liquid. It just didn't work. And I just started laughing, and I said, Doctor, don't worry. I've got your product. The product you routinely use is in the room. It's ready to go. So do what you got to do. And when the case was over, Dr. George said to me, he said, you know, you kind of knew that your product wasn't going to work that well. I said, I did. And that's why I made sure that you had what you needed in here. I I'll be honest with you, Dr. George. I'm looking for opportunities to spend with you so that we could get to know each other. You get to see the way I work. And I could help keep you up to date with the products that I have, because they're good products. So I didn't want to pass on this opportunity, but I knew it may be suboptimal. So I made sure that you had what you needed to get the case done, to take care of the patient. Integrity is more important than anything else that you do, because that's going to weigh on your customers' decisions in the future. Can you be trusted? So my reputation as being truthful during that case was cemented. No pun intended. Okay, a little pun intended. But it's very important that you realize that. So let me ask you this question. What is worse, not making the sale or having a healthcare professional think that you care more about the sale than you do about the patient? That's not a good place to be. And if you're in medical sales, you're going to run into situations where a competitor's product, there's going to be indications and specific circumstances where a competitor's product will work better than yours. Are you going to take the high road and show the doctor that you care, or whoever the healthcare professional is, are you going to show them that you care more about the patient and that healthcare professional's outcome than you do about making the sale? Or are you going to revert to your most primal instincts and say, yeah, I'm going to get the PO on this one, and I'll worry about the next case when it comes. I'll worry about the implications and the consequences afterwards. Think about it, because the decisions that you make ahead of time, in fact, right now, how you're going to respond in those situations will impact your overall success for the rest of your career. You know, doing the right thing in your territory makes all the difference in the world, provided you don't ignore all the other things that could be holding you back. So what am I talking about? Let me ask you this. Do you ever feel frustrated because you're not getting in to see customers easily? Or when you see customers, when you make a sales call, they go, hey, you know, great, thanks for coming by. I'll keep it in mind. I'll call you next time I need it. Or you're not getting past gatekeepers and you're not getting in. And this creates a tremendous amount of frustration for sales reps. And here's what's really crazy. A lot of sales reps who are experiencing this, they don't change anything. They don't do anything differently. They just keep doing what they've always done. And I think Einstein says, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, there's so many medical sales reps who are doing this. You see, here's the problem. Here's what's going on. If you're not getting past gatekeepers, it's because the gatekeeper and the healthcare professionals that they report to really don't see any value in what you're talking about. And if you have a sales call with a customer and the customer says, well, I'll keep it in mind. I'm just going to keep using what I'm using. The reason for that is because they don't see any additional value beyond what they're using now. In fact, they may not even see as much, and that may be because of the way you're presenting it to them. Or a lot of reps say, I don't understand it. The doctor, he's like married to the sales rep. You know, they're best buds and they do stuff together and I don't have a shot at getting that business. So he doesn't even let me into the office. If that's the situation, it's because the doctor values the relationship he has with that sales rep more than what you and your product can do for him. That's the challenge. What I do is I help sales reps to get around those issues. I help them to identify specific value and then position that value to healthcare professionals so that they have a much better shot at the sale. And I do this through live seminars, workshops, keynote presentations, and for you, I do it with Medical Sales Academy. If you haven't heard about Medical Sales Academy, it's my online, instantly available. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And it's a training and support system to help you to present and position your products more effectively than ever before as a medical sales professional. So if you feel those frustrations and you're not doing anything about it, the question is why, when there is a solution out there. And a lot of times the reason that people wait is because they're worried about what it costs. You know, with Medical Sales Academy, what does it cost to enroll in Medical Sales Academy? And you shouldn't be thinking about that. You should be thinking about what's the ROI, what's the return on investment for Medical Sales Academy, because that's what's going to dictate whether or not it's a good decision. I give everybody 14 days to try it out. You enroll, you have 14 days. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. So here's the question. If you're not getting the results you want, if you're experiencing the frustration that I talked about, then what's holding you back? What are you waiting for? You know, time is ticking. Days are passing by and your customers, If they're not coming on board with you, then they're continuing to do business with somebody else. Medical sales is a zero-sum game. If you don't have the business, someone else has it. If someone else has it, you don't have it. You can change that by doing more. Don't do the same thing over and over if it's not working. Go to medicalsalesacademy.com. Check it out. If enrollment is closed and you are ready to get on board, if you're tired of kidding around, if enrollment is closed, email me, mace@medicalsalestraining.com. If we have an available spot or I can make a spot for you, I will help you to get in. You might have to wait a week or two, but I will help you to get in. But don't do nothing. I mean, I say this in all sincerity because so many people, when they get into Medical Sales Academy, they'll say, Mace, you know, when I started selling the way that you teach, I'm having better conversations. I'm getting past gatekeepers. I'm getting more opportunities to sell, and I'm getting better results, getting more evaluations, closing more sales. So what are you waiting for? If you don't like the format, it doesn't work. You lose nothing. So don't worry about the investment. Worry about the return on investment. And I say this passionately because I'm here to help you. This isn't what I do. Medical Sales Academy isn't my primary job. My primary career is when I engage people live and in person. But this makes such a difference. I want to help you out. So check out medicalsalesacademy.com. And I want to thank you for being here today because as a medical sales professional, everything that you do that elevates your skills makes all the difference in the world. So you've shown a level of professionalism. You've shown that you want to improve by being here. And I commend you for that. And don't forget, as you move forward in your medical sales career, that whatever you do, nothing is more important than the patient. My friends, the patient always comes first. Get out there and make a difference. For the Medical Sales Academy and the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, this is Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.